Parsha has told us Beis Tvila Tov Shin Ayin Vov. We meet Yaakov and Esav. Esav comes home. Oyef, he sees the Nazid Adashim. Says Yaakov, Michra kayoim es pcheros holi, sell it to me. Vayoim Esav, anoichi oilech lamus, v'lama zeli pchero, what I need it for. Going to die. Okay. So indeed, they make a transaction. Yaakov gives him the lechem unazid adoshim. Vayoichal vayesht vayokom vayelach vayivez Esav esav b'chayra. Says the Torah, he despised the b'chayra. What does it mean? Hinei anoichi hoylech lamus. Says Rashi, Omer Esav, Ma'ativa shel avodah zu. Tell me about the b'chayra. What is the b'chayra? What do you do to be to do an avodah of a b'chayra? So Yaakov to him, Kama zorois v'oinshin u'misois k'rimba. Quoted in Rashi. There are quite a few commandments, punishments, and death penalties involved, entailed in the b'chayra. As it says, Ve'elu hein shebemisa. These are the following get misa. Shtuye yayin upure roish. If you do that void when you're drunk, you had the vrias of wine, you have misa. Says Esav, Ani hoylech lamos al yata. I'm going to die from being a b'chor. Im kema chefet slipa. Why should I want the b'chayra? It's so dangerous. A guy like me, to be so careful and keep all the laws, if you mess up, you chayav misa. Ma'ali v'ratzar azoyz, why should I want prayer for? Therefore, says Esav, anoichi hoylech lamus, I'm going to die. V'lama zili prayer. Why would I want prayer if it's dangerous for me? Okay, that's what Rashi says. It sounds quite logical. Guy says, not for me. It's dangerous. So if so, why is it the Torah says Vayivez Esav esav b'chayra? Why? The guy says it's dangerous for me. I can't take it. I'm going to die from this. What's wrong with that taina? Isn't that justified? The guy says I'm going to die from it. He doesn't want to take the job, the position. Yet the Torah goes out the way, and after the sale, the Torah says Vayivez Esav esav b'chayra.
What is
it? Bizayon. Baz. Bizayon. No.
Disgrace.
That's what the Torah adds in. After the transaction goes ahead, says the Rashi,
hey. Disgrace that he gave it up.
Right. He was disgracing. Didn't care about the b'chayra. Says Rashi, Vayivez Esav, hey, da kosav al rishay. The Torah is testifying to his wickedness. He was disgracing, he didn't care less about Hashem's avoda. Special words which are unnecessary. The Torah is telling us, you should know, he was mevayesh, he was mevazah the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avodas Hashem Mokrin. But why? Isn't that justified, Taina? Guy says it's dangerous, I can't take it, I don't have the nerves for such a thing. You make the wrong move and you chay misa, it's not for me. Makul kach nora, isn't that logical? What's wrong with that? So if I can suggest the Teretz, better to be on all fronts, Esav didn't take risks. Were it to be in all fields of his life, he was a very careful person and he would never risk his life. As Pseudo, you don't want to do it. But If we see that Esav was a mafia man, he lived a life of dangers. He was a hunter. You think you hunt lions, you think you just call them in and they come over? What do you think? He was a hunter. He was chasing wild animals. He was in the bush. The Wild West. He was a guy who would steal wives from their husbands. You think they bow down and say, Shkoya, thank you very much. He lived a life of thrill and danger. So how is it all of a sudden he says, ooh, it's dangerous for me? How do I know? The Rashbam and the Ramban explain differently. Rashi said, I'm going to die through the Avodah. But the Rashbam says it differently, and I saw the same thing in the Ramban. I go and hunt animals in the woods every day. They're bears, lions, and dangerous animals. I'm going to die anyway. I'm going to die. So why should I wait for the Pchora? I only get the Pchora after my father dies. I'm not going to last that long. That's how the Rashbam learns. That's the same thing in the Ramban. But that's the Messias. He lived a life of danger. So if a person, for everything else, is willing to take risks, when it comes to Avodas Hashem Mokoyim, then all of a sudden he has to play it safe. That tells us it's an excuse. So the Torah, Vayiver Esav Asa Torah. It wasn't the risk that bothered him, because if he cared, if he wanted it, he'd be successful. Like he's successful in all his other fields, he does. All the wives he steals from their husbands, all the people he kills, Nimrod he killed, all the wild animals he catches. He knows how to use his talents. If when it comes to Torah, all of a sudden he plays it safe, it's an excuse. That's what it really is about. In the Masilas Yesharim, Perektes, describing the lazy person, and he quotes a Medrash. Seven excuses that lazy man says. Omu la'otzel, the lazy man was told, Rab cho ba'ir, your rabbi's arrived in town. Lechu l'mat Torah menu. He's arrived. Your rabbi's arrived in town. Nu, go learn Torah from him. The otzel answers, Nu, misyora ani min ariyeh shabaderech. The wild lions on the way, afraid to go. Go to the city. Sakon on the way. No, say tell him, Rabcho b'soicha Medina. You don't have to go so far to the city. In the Medina where you are, your Rebbe has arrived. Omarem, the Otel says, Misyara ni min arif ben arachoibas. There could be the wild animals who escaped from the zoo, among the streets. I'm afraid to go. It's dangerous. Omarem loy. The Rebbe is right in your home. Go home. Omalem, I'm afraid I'll go home. I'll find the door locked. Says in the Sefer Shorim, Holamadata, Shena Yiro Goremashi Satzel. It's not the fear that causes him to be lazy. Rather, the laziness causes him to fear. He says, I'm afraid. But what's the drive? Why is he really afraid? Because really he's lazy, and that causes him to be afraid. It's not that the fear makes him lazy, his laziness makes him pretend to be afraid. Now, we learn from there, that we learn, a person could be afraid of something, but it's only a cover-up. It's just an excuse. But, of course, by Esav, he wasn't lazy. I'm just bringing them to the Sharim as an example. Esav wasn't lazy. He was a man of action. He would be running after wild animals. But the same idea, It's an excuse that's making him afraid. So, I'm going to die. It's all an excuse. Says the Torah. The real drive behind it all is not his fear. He's a mevazeh the Torah. And the message for us is, we also have lots of excuses. We can't do this and we can't do that. Many explanations why. I'll take on another harusa. I'll be too tired. I'll collapse. I'll faint. I'll have a heart attack. Many, many things. We have lots of excuses to explain, to rationalize why is it we don't do A, B, and C. We need to check it out. Every excuse needs to have, needs to examine. What is the drive for this? Is it real? Is it genuine? Or is it just a cover up because we're lazy or we don't care? V'chulei, v'chulei. Vayivaz Esau v'sabchayro. Says the Ibn Ezra, why did Esav, why is he mevazeh the b'chayro? Why did he not want the b'chayro? Says the Ibn Ezra, because Yitzchak lost his money. Yitzchak lost his wealth. And partially he was hungry. There was no food in the house. And he was partially hungry. How do we know that Yitzchak lost his money? Because later on we discover that Yitzchak, when he wanted to bless Esav, what did he tell him? Go and bring the food. Where from? Died. Go and hunt. Why do you have to hunt? Isn't there a kitchen? Don't you have livestock at home? He lost his money. Why does Yitzchak like Esav? Kitzayid b'fiv. Why does he like him? Because Yitzchak, only Esav can provide the poor Yitzchak with food. The tzayid that only Esav can bring in. So he loves him so much. Okay, you're using Chazal, maybe she went to buy Reisnish Boss. As Esav to Ibn Ezra. That's why Yaakov, when he was sent away to go and find a wife, he wasn't given any. Didn't have any. Brought him big day chamudais. Why didn't he also have special clothes? Why wasn't he given provisions? All he said, I got lechem lechoil ubeged ilvaish. So why is all that? Because they lost their money. It's true that Yitzchak inherited a large amount from Avram. He lost it. Hazei zok the Ibn Ezra. Says the Ramban, vani tamea. I'm surprised. Mi'iver einei sichloi. Who blinded the Ibn Ezra's mind to say such a thing? Because according to Ibn Ezra, say he lost his money, but then in the middle of Pasha, when he goes to Plishtim, he makes it big. Vayigdal ish moed moed, and v'ikano se Plishtim. All sorts of things happening over there. They're jealous. So, and then when it comes to the brachas, he lost his money again. So you mean to say? He came rich, lost his money again, came rich again, and lost it again. Says the Ramban, ve'ein elu ele divrei tzchoik. You're making this a posh joke. To say this trash is a joke. That's what the Ramban says. That's not tzchok. So what is pshat? Why is it? So why indeed? Vayivezeisev es ha'pchoira? What? Yeah, there's plenty of money. Says the Ramban, La'achzorius liboy. These are the words of the Ramban. La'achzorius liboy. The achzorius, cruel. How do you translate that? The cruelty of his heart. Achzorius liboy. What does that mean? What is an achzori? Very important you say, you have learned from him. What's the definition of someone cruel? How do you describe someone cruel? Enjoys seeing people pain? I'm not sure that's cruel. Enjoys their pain? Not dafka. What? No mercy. A cruel person, he takes. And he doesn't take the other side into consideration at all. a normal person also takes for himself, but he takes the other side into consideration. Right? A cruel person doesn't see the other person. He's cruel, just thinks about himself, couldn't care less about the other side. Says the Ramban, a person can be cruel to himself. L'achzorius niboy. What does that mean? We see that Esav he was very upset with what he did. Later on in the parasha, when Esav discovers that Yaakov took the brachas, Vayitzok tzo'oko gdoylo moro. Esav cries and he says, it's the second time round he's done this to me. He stole my brachas, but he also stole my poira. Esav regretted setting the poira. He realized it wasn't worth it. For one moment of anor, I stole my poira. He did recognize it. Esav grew up in the house of Yitzchak. He wasn't a stomach guy. He had an amazing father and an amazing grandfather. He knew what it was about. So what happened right now? He was achzorius liboy. Achzori means achzar, like a stranger. You're like a stranger. A person can be achzori to himself. Instead of thinking, is it worthwhile for me to enjoy the nezid adoshim, which is going to make me satisfied for the next half an hour? In half an hour's time, it's going to disappear. I'll be hungry again. In half an hour's time, it's going to be a birkas hashayotzar. Is it worthwhile for me to lose the b'chayra for this? In his heart, he knows it's not kedai. Because you see, Leiton is very upset. But the achzorius means you don't take yourself into consideration. You just live the moment. Right now, I'm hungry. Live the moment. Don't take any other considerations in. Achzar. Anything else, make it into zar. Rabbeinu Yoina in Shara Tshuva, when describes Harata, says Rabbeinu Yoina in Shara Aleph, Yischarat al Maitzav Aroim, a person should regret his bad deeds. Vayoyma b'libo and say into his heart, Me'a sisi, lo icha malti al gufi, v'lo icha seini lo. Why didn't I have mercy on myself? Why am I destroying myself for one moment of pleasure? When we do a chet, we also achzorim on ourselves. Because we know we're going to be punished. We know we're going to suffer greatly. But at the moment of the sin, we achzori, achzar. On who? On ourselves. We achzorim. Later on we regret it, like Esav. And therefore, this is a very important message. Every person has to check himself. Let's not be cruel to ourselves. There's a power. We learn from here a person can be achzori to himself. How many people have been told by doctors, no smoking, it's lethal for you, you have a heart condition? And how many people still smoke? Why do they smoke it? They know it's bad for them. Because the achzorim, achzar, right now, I'm going to enjoy it. Zar, I'd block out anything else. The doctor told me, no sugar. What's your diet? It's dangerous. He still tucks in. Because a person has the power to be achzori, achzar. Later on, he has charata. When the stroke kicks in, when he gets the heart attack, he has charata, big time. But that's a koch of Adam, achzori. Let's be mischazik. Have you mechashev schar mitzvah? Can you get the state of before we do something to think? What are we gaining? What are we losing? Don't be achzori. Let us not be achzori to ourselves. Batikach Rivka It's big day Esav na gadol hachamudais. Ashaita babais. Rivka sends Yaakov on the mission to steal the brachas, and she dresses him up with big day Esav hachamudais, which are by her in her house. What are they doing in her house? Why are they not in Esav's house? What's the answer? Zintra, says Rashi, Haloi kama noshim ayuloi. He had a bunch of wives. Vumafki letzalimoi. And he's depositing the clothes by his mother. Edashaya baki bemasien v'choistan. He knew who he had. His wife was in ve'agefen vin ve'agefen. Oho, he knew. He knew what that means. He knew himself, he knew her, that we didn't trust her. Therefore, he knew that his mother can trust his mother. In the Medrash, Bereishis Rabba gives a different explanation. Omer Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Kol yom hayisti meshamesh es abba. I did kibud av all my days. V'loi shimashti yosoi echod mimeo sheshimesh esov es abba. I didn't reach in my kibud av 100th of the level of kibud av that Esav did to his father. I didn't get to 100th of him. Why? Because when I was Meshamesh, my father, as were my Godim Amuluchlochim, as were my dirty clothes, to feed him and wash him and bathe him, as you're supposed to do by your father. No, I would wear my dirty clothes. When I would leave the house, I would wear Godim Hanekim. That's what I would do. But by Esav, when he's meshamash his father, haya lo ya meshamash erev a big day malchus. That's the bgadim hachamudah. It's his big day malchus. That's what he took from Nimrod. So Esav, when he would look after his father, he'd wear the big day malchus. When he would leave, he would take them off. That's what the itom abayis. Not because he didn't trust his wife. No, different reason. Because it was Yitzchak. Musagim, goddess of kibud av. We find kibud, the principle, concept of kibud av again in this week's parasha. The Torah says that the plishtim, they blocked up the be'erois that Avraham had dug. The plishtim filled them in. By the way, why is that? Why did they fill in the be'erois? Why would a person block a be'er mayim chayim? Water is precious. Why would they block up the be'er? What? Am I wrong? That's the reason? Well, there's a machlokes. The Ramban says that if they're afraid of if they ever be attacked, then the enemy will have water. Okay, that's what Ramban says. But in the Rabbeinu Bechaya says the reason why they blocked them up, because they can't always say Plishtim, they're jealous. But you can't always say Plishtim. Out of jealousy they blocked up the water. See what jealousy is. What's the difference between kina soifrim, which is positive kina, versus negative kina? The difference is like this. Why should he have what I don't have? That is negative kina. Why should he have what I don't have? That's bad. Why don't I have what he has? That's kina soifrim. If he knows the masechta, why don't I have what he has? Kina soifrim. But if it's, why should he have what I don't have? That's negative. I don't want him to have. So they had kina, and they prefer to block up the be'erois So the Yitzchak shouldn't have. Anyway, so Yitzchak goes and digs the bearers back up. Understand? It's out of kina, that's how Rabbeinu Bechayland. They were just jealous, they didn't want him to have a bear. Unlike the bearers we have later on where they were fighting who would take over. Okay, they want the bear for themselves. This time it was just pure jealousy. He didn't want Yitzchak to have a bear. Anyway, Yitzchak goes and re-digs the bear. And he calls them the Shemois Hashakarlem Ovi. He calls the bearers the same name that his father gave to them. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya. Why is the Torah telling us this? It's the Chvoid Oviv. That a person should not change from Derech HaVoisov. He called the bear the same name as his father did. It's covered for his father. And if the bear you call the same name, Kal V'Chomer, a person shouldn't change from his father's Derech and Minhagim. Midarkei Avos U'Minhagoseihem U'Musar Shelehem. A person should try and keep the traditions, the Derech Eretz, good things from his father. A person should continue them. Says the Rabbeinu Bechaya, perhaps because of this, Midah Keneged Midah, Yitzchak didn't get his name changed. Avram changed to Avraham. Yaakov, Yisrael. Because the names get changed. Yitzchak was a Yitzchak and is a Yitzchak and will be a Yitzchak. Midah connected Midah. Since he kept his father's name, name of the bear going, therefore Hashem gave him his name. Zay zogt Rabbeinu Bechaya in the name of a goyim. Again, we're seeing dargos in Kibbutz Av. Later on, we learn about the three wells that Yitzchak dug himself. In Perachov of Vayachpru Avda Yitzchak Vanochal, they dig a well and they find Beremayim Chayim. What happens? Vayarivu Roye Gror Im Roye Yitzchak. The shepherds come to fight. Leimor Ronu Amayim. It's our water, say Roye Gror. Vayikra Hashem HaBe'er Eshek Kisashku Imoy. That was first round. Yitzchak goes and digs up a new bear. Vayachbu Be'er Acheres. What happens? V'arivu Gamolel. There's a fight about that one as well. Who's V'arivu? Doesn't say the Royim anymore. Vayikra Shmo Sitno. Then we have the third bear. Hashem has made the land wide, and we can multiply. Says the Ramban, what is the ramification of these bearers? Who cares? Why should the Torah record for history, for eternity, the bearers, who cares? The bear, he lost the bear, he had the bear. Maze meshanem, mainaf gemina. Says the Ramban, these three bearers symbolize the base bias rishain, which they came to fight with us, and got destroyed. And the second bear is bias sheni, that gets, also he lost it. And the third bear is bias shlishi. Explains the Kli Yakar. In the first Be'er, corresponding to Bais Rishayin, there's the Royim. The Royim are fighting, the shepherds. Who are the Royim? These are the leaders. And because in Bais Rishayin, there was fighting between the leaders, Malchus Yehuda, Malchus Yisrael, they were fighting with each other. And because of that, the goyim came. Hashem took everything away. So those are the roim of the first bear. The second bear is Bayis Sheni. What's happening? Who's fighting in Bayis Sheni? Everyone with everyone. There was Sinas Chinam. Now it's called Sinas Chinam. Why? Because when kings have tension between each other, that makes sense. Countries have border disputes because in Malchus Negas Bechaverta, you can't have one country interfering with a different country. It doesn't go. But in second Bais, it was everyone was angry with everyone. Why do you hate someone? Why? There's no reason for it. That's Sinas Chinam. So what's causing the Sinas Chinam? The Satan. It's just Satan. There's no reason why everyone's be hating each other. It's Pashat Satan, says the Torah. He called the second bear Sitna. It's a Satan bear. They're fighting. Why are they fighting? What's going to do with you? And the third bear is Rechavais. Ah, listen to this. Quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Says a beautiful Gemara in Sanhedrin. Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. Ki Rechimtin Havir Aziza. When our love was intense, I put you the Safsira Shiva. We can sleep on the width of a sword. How wide is a sword? We can sleep when our love was intense. We can sleep on the width of a sword. There's enough space. Hashta Tulay Aziza Rachimtan. Now, when we don't have our love anymore, Puria Barashitin Garmidi Loy Sagiran. A bed 60 amas wide is too narrow for us. 60 amas wide is how much? It's over 30 meters wide. Is it wider than this one? Problem. A bed wider than this base medrash is too narrow for us when there's no love. But when there's love, then the width of a sword is enough for the couple to sleep on. The third Beit HaMikdash shall be Shalom. When there'll be harmony between people, there'll be Rechavos, there'll be plenty of space. Even though Kiparinu Baretz will be multiplying, Amis will be growing and growing. But it'll be, don't think things will be overcrowded. Kiparinu Baretz will be Rechavos, because there'll be harmony. Because when there's harmony between people, there's enough space for everyone. Ah, what a sight. Baruch Hashem. In Eretz Yisrael, we're multiplying, Baruch Hashem. More families are coming. More mishpachas are growing. Where's there going to be space for everyone? Ah, the Teretz is, if there be shalom between us, harmony, rechavos, enough space for everyone. But if there's tension between us, it will not be wide enough. No space will be enough if there's tension among people. Ah, shezeicha to have rechavos hirchavanus aretz. As it's all, we should peace and space. We should live in harmony, and we zeicha to farinu baretz. There's another message about Eretz Yisrael, by the way, in this week's parasha. Vayera Eilav Hashem Vayomer Al Tered Mitzrayma Shchoin Ba'aretz Hashoyim Alecha. Yitzhak is considering going down to Mitzrayim. There's hunger. Go to Mitzrayim, like his father did. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shchoin Ba'aretz. What does that mean, Shchoin? Says the Medrash. Shchoin Ba'aretz Aseh Shchuna Ba'aretz. Make a Shchuna. Hevi Noitea, Hevi Zerea. Inhabit the land. Make a Shchuna. Build up Eretz Yisrael. Dov Acher Shchoin Ba'aretz Shachin Es HaShchina Ba'aretz. Bring the Shekhinah to the ground. How do you bring the Shekhinah to the ground? By behaving the proper way. These are two sides of the coin. On one hand, to physically build Eretz Yisrael. Aseh shchuna, shchoin baris, make a shchuna. The other hand, it has to be, it's a mocking for the Shekhinah as well. It has to be that we're acting appropriately, the Shekhinah can dwell with us. If we build Eretz Yisrael and have the Shekhinah here, that's the proper way of mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Shuzaycha to do that. Living here, inhabiting the land, building the land with the Shekhinah, the Shalom, Kehichiv Lanu, Esaretz, and there should be no one arguing with us, no one, Temple Mount, Arab, blah blah blah, the world, blah blah blah. If we'll live in harmony, Zeicha, Kehichiv Hashem Lanu Esaretz. Okay. I want to share with you a medrash. I can't tell you how to apply it to our life, but some need to know. It's something to consider, but the practical applications you'll have to work out yourself. We find a few times in this week's parasha about fleeing and going away. Yitzchak, they come to fight about his bear, makes another bear. Avimelech says, get out of here. Yitzchak goes out. The end of the parasha says, Rivka to Yaakov, Vato bni shma b'koili. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. Kum brach lecho, run away. Elav on haron. Brach, run away. Says the Moin Bracha, Samach Dalad Amad Alef. Kol Adoichei Kesasho. Whoever tries to fight the times, Sho Adoichaktoi, the times will fight him. Says Rashi, referring to like Avshalom. Avshalom didn't have patience. He wanted to be king. His father was still around. He was Adoichei Kesasho, trying to fight the time. It wasn't the right time, but he was trying to fight it. He wanted to be a king. He got killed. Whoever, when he sees it's not the right time, steps back. Time will step back for him. If he steps back because of the time will step back for him. The Medrash Tanhuma in Parashas Vayetze, Navois Ish HaYisraeli Omad Keneged Asho, he stood against time, V'nofal V'yodeh, and he fell. What happened? Achav said, give me your kerem, give it to me, sell it to me. What did he say? Chalilili. Chalilili me'ashem. Mititi es nachas avoysay loch. Chas v'shalom. I'm not going to give you my family inheritance. I'm not going to sell it to you. He stood against the time. What happened? Hashem made him fall. Sheneamar v'yiduhu anshet bli'al. They framed him with a false evidence and he got killed. He stood against time. He should have stepped back. The Yitzchak, says the Medrash, gave place to time. When the Plishtim said, get out of here, he immediately left straight away. He didn't make demonstrations. He didn't appeal to the high courts. He left. What happened? V'chazra ashar v'nofra b'yadu. Then time made them fall to him. Because Avimelech came to him. Oh, in this week's parasha, he came to Yitzchak and said, oh, we're sorry you left. And Yitzchak says, why are you coming to me? You hate me. And Avimelech says, no, we saw that the bracha came from you. And Avimelech comes to appease Yitzchak. Says the Medrash, Yaakov ran away from Esau, brach. in the end, in Parshas Vayishlach, it says, Vayikach Esav es Noshov, Vayelech el Eretz, Mipnei Yaakov Achiv. Because of Yaakov, Esav left. So Yaakov had to leave because of Esav, Esav had to leave. We're learning from this Medrash, there are times when a person should bend down and retreat. Yaakov ran away. Yitzchak left. People who try and stand against the time, they get overrun. That's why I said, I don't know how to apply this method. Because sure, it can't be hefka. I mean, there must be times where a person does have to look after himself. But we have to know there's such a concept. Sometimes Hashem is sending us messages, step back, step down. Let the tsunami roll over you. I once read a newspaper report, a big tsunami. I remember about 10 years ago, there was a person, he was in the sea and he was diving. He happened to be diving in the water. And he felt big pressure. He came up and he saw the water, everything had been destroyed. Makara. The tsunami was on the way, this massive wave. And he happened to be diving inside the water, so nothing happened to him. There's an idea of Nitrim Pneashor. If you see this big wave coming, dive in. Don't try and stand against the wave. Okay, something to think about. We should be zoicha to merit all the brachas, not to be achzorim on ourselves. If we have make excuses, we've got to check ourselves out, see what is it because of we vayivaz, is it an excuse? We should be zoicha to bring the Shechina to our homes, that we live in harmony, there be enough space for everyone. The next year, Bezad Hashem, in 5 minutes' time, we'll be discussing deceiving, cheating in the world of shiduchim, concealing chesronius from our spouses. This week's parasha, Yaakov was cheating. You know, he was stealing the brachas and deceiving Yitzchak. So when we go on a shidduch, do we have to put on the table all our chesronius? Person has a disease. Person has a mum. Does he have to put everything on the table? Can he hide it from his prospective spouse? Is it mutter? Is it asa? That will be discussed in the next 5 minutes time. Yisha koyach, have a good Shabbos.